This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the studios of the legendary 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead. AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, North Dakota. Serving Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, North Dakota. As well. What else are we talking about today? Oh, I forgot KLTC and Dickinson, 1460 on your radio dial. How could I forget that? Yes. I have a little bit of breaking news to bring you. Here we thought Todd Mitchell and his lovely bride Carrie were vacationing in Nassau, Bahamas. That's what I thought. In fact, he even sent me the screenshot of a weather app that showed wherever he was at in Nassau was like 70 degrees. But the folks from the Parks Department have told me that, in fact, they're hanging out in one of these yurts. On page.
Yurts?
Yeah, a yurt. You know what a yurt is, Manny?
I have no idea.
You don't, huh?
No.
Come on, man. You've never lived. Yeah. A yurt is like a fancy tent. It's like a tent with a hard side on it.
Okay.
All right. So you camp in yurts. And North Dakota has a couple of really fancy, schmancy yurts, as a matter of fact.
Hmm.
And so I think Todd is actually much closer to home than he led on to believe. But he didn't want, you know, the autograph seekers and all of that. So, story by Lauren Donovan in today's Bismarck Tribune that I was amused at about a couple of yurts in the Fort Ransom State Park that have been turned into swanky, luxurious domiciles. Pretty darn cool. $50,000 each of these things. This is no tent. They're loaded up with all, I mean, they got the kitchen, they got the sitting area, they got two bedrooms, they got an overhead loft for the kids. Other minute, it's a circle, diameter circle. So anyway, I just thought you'd want to know that where Todd was staying. Okay. Did you watch the Oscars last night, ladies and gentlemen? I didn't. And here's why I did not. Listen to Chris Rock, the host for the event. One of the many offensive things he had to say to open up this year's Oscars.
Things are going to be a little different at the Oscars. This year, in the In Memoriam package, it's just going to be black people that were shot by the cops on their way to the movies.
Oh, very funny. Very, very funny. Yes. Oh, I'm splitting a gut here. Make me laugh. Stop. Stop. No more. Can you believe that garbage? Now, I expect that out of the Oscars. Okay? I'm not sure I expect it out of a presidential race. If you've been listening closely of late, you've heard me, I almost want to say, I think it's fair to say, rooting for Marco Rubio. Right? For one, I'd like to see this be a race. I think that makes the candidates better. You don't like a runaway. Democratic race has turned into a runaway now. It's going to be Hillary. Bernie's been left in the dust, pretty much. Many people say if Donald Trump gets more than half of the 500 and some odd delegates that are up for grabs in tomorrow's Super Tuesday race, that he too will be a bit of a runaway, and I'm not ready for that. So I've said Rubio's my heart pick. You know, I've been testing on all these candidates and trying to find attributes in them that I like, and I found attributes in every single one of them I like, which I think speaks volumes of the race. But I got to tell you, at the 11th hour, it's really embarrassing. I guess I've come to expect it from Trump. I don't forgive it, but I am a bit bewildered by the fact that nobody seems to care. But now, Marco Rubio is trying to out-Trump Trump. And I thought he did a pretty good job in the debate, actually. I mean, he at least, you know, was taking him on some substance. What is your position on health care? You know, these kind of things. But yesterday, he really went off the rails. He really went off the rails. Listen to this, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, that this is a bridge too far, and we're, this is getting embarrassing. This is the Oscars. This is what they do. This isn't a serious discussion about who ought to be president of the United States or the Republican nominee. And I'm getting sick of it. Listen and tell me if I'm wrong.
You guys want to have a little fun today? All right. Well, last night he actually was pretty calm after I punched him around a little bit. He's learning how to spell, I guess, somebody said here. But he's flying around on Air Force One and tweeting. So here's the one tweet he put out. He put out a picture of me having makeup put on me at the debate, which is amazing to me that a guy with the worst spray tan in America is attacking me for putting on makeup. Donald Trump likes to sue people. He should sue whoever did that to his face.
Okay. There were others yesterday that included Donald Trump doesn't want to make America great again. He wants to make America orange again. Do you think that's a reference to his the spray tan or his hair, do you think? Which or maybe both. I don't know. What was the other one? A really tacky one about he makes fun of me for not sweating, but the reason he doesn't sweat is because his spray tan is blocking his pores. A lot of that. Now, there was some criticism, I think, due Trump over the weekend. He was on one of the Sunday shows, and he seemed to go out of his way not to want to renounce David Duke and the KKK. Now, he's gotten the memo today, and he's saying that he couldn't really hear very well what he was being asked, and he thought it was a group, and he didn't hear what group, so he didn't answer. So there was a lot of concern over that, and when I heard that, I didn't think it was good. But I don't like these cheap shots. I don't like these cheap shots at all. Am I needlessly hand-wringing here or worrying, or do you agree with me? And is what Marco Rubio doing right there, what you just heard from Marco Rubio and the others I told you, is that smack of desperation to you? Does it make you less likely to support Marco Rubio, or are you glad he's engaged in the game? I want to know what you think about all this. At 855-200-1776. A couple other stories I want to tackle today. One, a AP story that Dave Kopeck has written about how per capita, North Dakota leads the nation in refugee resettlement. That's basically Fargo. North Dakota's largest city leads the nation in refugee resettlement per capita. Now, I want to be as welcoming as we can of legal immigrants and refugees who are genuinely in need of help and are fleeing. But is this something we want to be number one for? Is this what we want to strive for? And look, education will probably receive less in the upcoming budget than they are in this budget. Certainly we'll receive less of an increase. Same thing could be said for social services. To me, before we get to the point where we're saying, oh, isn't this great, we are leading the nation, I say, whoa, wait a minute. Let's drill down on the statistics here. Are these people working? Are they a burden to the county? I mean, I know the school districts have been unbelievable in accommodating them, but they often find out last minute how many are coming, and it's been a bit of a burden on them as well. LSS just says, hey, White House says we're getting this money, we're getting the money, go. Somebody else decides. You don't get a lot of say in this. I don't care for that. And that is troublesome to me, without question. This week, we'll bring a chance for you to hear from the candidates for governor on the statewide platform. Thursday, a statewide debate. I keep mixing these up because Wednesday we're doing a candidate forum in Fargo and Easton of the state on Valley News Live, KXJB, with two of the three candidates. On Thursday, the North Dakota Republican Party is hosting all three candidates at the Bell Mayhews Auditorium in Bismarck. Get tickets from your favorite candidate and or the North Dakota Republican Party. They are limited in supply. It'll be broadcast statewide on television, KX in the west, WDAY and WZ in the east. Prairie Public TV Radio will also, Prairie Public Broadcasting, rather, on the radio and also on AM 1100 The Flag. So a big week there. Pay attention. Buckle up. All right. Get to your calls after this.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media. I'm talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Oil Can program. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You can go there or you can check them out on the Facebook page. I'm usually catching up with them on the Facebook page. Some great articles. things to keep tabs on. So check that out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on Facebook, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. They'll tell you about what's happening, on the different events that are going on, stories that are in the news. That's a good resource. So check that out. All right. Telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for you to weigh in at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Apache. That's High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. The only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty. With fuel efficiency second to none. With the lightest footprint in the industry. With the ET Ag Center that allows you to get yourself any ag application part. Most likely they have it on hand because they have 50,000 parts right there. If they don't, they'll have it drop shipped right to your door in a day or two. With their mechanical drive system, you get a more rugged machine. Makes the Apache sprayers easier to maintain, too. And any size you need. 750 gallons up to 1,200 gallons. Booms up to 132 feet. That covers some serious ground. High Plains also has a number of used sprayers on the lot, too. See the Apache sprayers at High Plains Apache. Mandan across from Bonanza. Exit 60 south of Fargo at Frontier, North Dakota. Okay, we're back on the program to find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Here's something Max Lucado wrote over the weekend. Really struck me. And I have been, I have to tell you, been a little, just, I don't know what the word is, disappointed in the candidates. And it keeps getting worse. And obviously Donald Trump started this. And this particular piece by Max is directed at him. But tell me if you think this is wrong, ill-placed for a discussion in the middle of politics. Title is Decency for President. As the father of three daughters, I reserve the right to interview their dates. Seemed only fair to me. After all, my wife and I had spent 16 or 17 years feeding them, dressing them, funding braces, driving them to volleyball tournaments and piano recitals. A five-minute face-to-face with the guy was a fair expectation. I was entrusting the love of my life to him. For the next few hours, she would be dependent on his ability to drive a car, avoid the bad crowd, stay sober. I wanted to know if he could do it. I wanted to know if he was decent. That was my word, decent. Did he behave in a decent manner? Would he treat my daughter with kindness and respect? Could he be trusted to bring her home on time? In his language, actions and decisions, would he be a decent guy? Decency mattered to me as a dad. Decency matters to you. We take note of the person who pays their debts. We appreciate the physician who takes time to listen. When the husband honors his wedding vows, when the teacher makes time for the struggling student, when the employee refuses to gossip about her coworker, when the losing team congratulates the winning team, we can characterize their behavior with the word decent. We appreciate decency. We applaud decency. We teach decency. We seek to develop decency. Decency matters, right? Then why isn't decency doing better in the presidential race? The leading candidate to be the next leader of the free world would not pass my decency interview. I'd send him away. I'd tell my daughter to stay home. I wouldn't entrust her to his care. I don't know, Mr. Trump, but I've been chagrined at his antics. He ridiculed a war hero. He made a mockery of a reporter's menstrual cycle. He made fun of a disabled reporter. He referred to the former First Lady Barbara Bush as mommy and belittled Jeb Bush for bringing her on the campaign trail. He routinely calls people stupid, loser, dummy. These were not offline, backstage, overheard, not to be repeated comments. They were publicly and intentionally tweeted, recorded, and presented. Such insensitivities wouldn't even be acceptable for a middle school student body election. But for the Oval Office, and to do so while brandishing a Bible and boasting of his Christian faith, I'm bewildered, both by his behavior and the public support of it. The stock explanation for his success is this. He has tapped into the anger of the American people. As one man said, we're voting with our middle finger. Sounds more like a comment for a gang fight than a presidential election. Anger-fueled reactions have caused trouble ever since Cain was angry at Abel. We can only hope and pray for a return to decency. Perhaps Mr. Trump will better manage his antics. Worthy of a prayer, for sure. Or perhaps the American public will remember the key role of the president is to be the face of America. When he or she speaks for us. Whether we agree or disagree with the politics of the president, do we not hope that they behave in a way that is consistent with the status of the office? And as far as I remember, I never turned away one of my daughter's dates. They weren't perfect, but they were decent fellows. That was all I could ask. It seems that we should ask the same. It's Max Lucado who wrote that, who's a prominent pastor, author, thinker. It's hard to argue with that, isn't it? I mean, can you muster an argument against that? What would it be? We're not picking a pastor, we're picking a president? It's not really, this isn't necessarily a faith thing. This is just a, you know, how you treat someone else. The decency deal. And let me say, as someone who's sort of been rooting for Marco Rubio to get in the game here a little bit, he's not much better this weekend. He has some line. Here's another one you can try and track down, Revy. He had some line about, you know, Donald Trump makes fun of me as being a little guy, but, you know, for a big guy, have you ever seen a big guy with such small hands? And you know what they say about guys with small hands. I mean, what in the world are you doing? Yeah, he doesn't sweat, that's true, but that's because, you know, the fake tan has clogged his pores. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm becoming more and more disturbed. I think Max Lucado has it right. Does he have it right? That's what I want to know from you at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Fred in Bismarck wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, were you watching the last debate?
There was
a moderator there by the name of Hugh Hewlett. Do you remember this?
I do, yep.
Hugh Hewlett asked a question, and he said to Donald Trump, you were on my radio show some time ago, and you, I asked if you were going to release your tax returns, and you said you would. Do you remember what Donald Trump's response to the man was?
Something about him having terrible ratings. Nobody listens to his show.
Nobody listens to your radio show anyway. Who are you? You know, just... This is not in response to an attack. This is not in a response to anything that the man said to him that was nasty. Simple, reasonable question. He has to attack the guy. This is in Donald Trump's DNA. It's who he is. He's a bully. He's mean. Now, given the choice between him and Hillary Clinton, I'll vote Donald Trump all day long.
And I will, too. And I don't like people to say to stay home. Fred, hang tight. We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. More calls. Welcome.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Keep this song going. Keep it going. That's putting me in a better mood now. Oh,
I didn't realize you were in a bad mood.
Didn't you?
No.
That's probably good. I was obscuring my bad mood.
You were hiding it pretty well.
My commentary didn't give you a hint that I was ticked off today?
Well, you're a radio pro, though, so, I mean, you know, it's hard to tell when you're in a good mood or a bad mood.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not so much a mood thing. I just am disappointed. I am. I think when I read the Max Lucado thing this weekend, I said, that speaks for me. I just think we can be better. You know, I don't know why. Look, I don't know. If I were Marco Rubio, you know what I'd be saying about Donald Trump? For you Donald Trump supporters out there, what are you going to get? Answer this question honestly. What are you going to get from him as president? You really don't know. There's a lot of unknowns out there. So, I just, you know, whatever. Pick a differentiator. But the fake tan, the small hands, the little Rubio, the stuff they're saying back and forth is just unbelievable. Is this what we've become? I want a spirited race. So the best Republican nominee emerges, not a cheap shot artist. Maybe you don't care. If you don't care, tell me you don't care. Fred Bismarck was waiting on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Fred?
I'm here. Yeah,
you had more to say.
The thing that struck me on this was that I can understand a man defending himself when he's attacked. That's normal and that's understandable. I get that. But what he did to Hugh Hewitt was just an ad hominem. There's no reason to do it. In other words, the man just asked a reasonable question. And it is in Donald Trump's DNA to put someone down, to wound them, to make them feel bad. Now, Hewitt acted in a professional way, good for him. When we look at the beginnings of this, let's go back to the 1990s, Bill Clinton, his activities in the White House, what he did. The whole culture has been steadily declining, in my opinion. And this is not Donald Trump causing the decline of the culture. He's reflecting what has happened in our culture, in my opinion.
That's a good point. Well said, Fred. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That makes me feel better. Cloverdale Big Flavor. Cloverdale. Just stick to that. Is ready for your calls at 800-228-0550. Some folks like to call and press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Others say, you know what, I can't wait. I've got to call now during the break, like this call.
Faithful and rolls. stop your whining. I have liberal family members that I really want to say this to, but you cause a lot of problems with the family, so I don't. If you think you're being held back by rich people, think again. Maybe it's because you lost your good job because you got arrested for possession of drugs. You don't think anybody knows about that, but it's on public records that anyone can see. Stop posting all your liberal hate and crazy ideas on social media. Again, employers can and will see that. If you don't want to serve drinks in a bar, change your attitude and someone might hire you for another job. If you post that you are the liberal, pro-choice, pro-same-sex marriage socialist that our mothers warned us about, employers probably don't want you because you stand for everything that businesses don't want anything to do with. You have a college education. Use it. You're in your position because of you, not me. Stop blaming everyone else because you made choices that hurt your chances of just succeeding. If you think that Bernie Sanders is going to give you the free ride, think again. Barack Hussein Obama promised the same thing, too. And we got a ride, and we're all paying for it.
Well, I appreciate the call. That was quite the memo there to liberals in general or some specific liberal, I don't know. But appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Tom's on the road. What's on your mind, Tom?
Good morning, Scott. You know, there's no perfect candidate out there. If we get a candidate that says yes to everything, then he will be worthless. There's always going to be something in a candidate that we do not like. But Donald Trump is a businessman through and through. He's a ruthless businessman. He's very good at what he does. He will irritate everybody. If he gets in, he will irritate a lot of people. But he knows business. And right now, we need someone that really knows business in this country.
Well, I certainly agree with you there that is some attributes that we need, without question. Now, if I was Marco Rubio, I'd say, and by the way, I don't think this is a reason to vote against Donald Trump. I'm not using this, but it will be used against him by Hillary Clinton or whoever, I guarantee you, and the media. They will dig into every business deal. Like this Trump University thing that's coming up now, and there's a lawsuit over that, and the four bankruptcies. Now, I don't know how many I don't know how many businesses he's had or companies he's had or deals he's done, right? But if it's in the hundreds and four went bad, that's called a pretty good average, right? So nobody is perfect, so I don't use that. But I'd rather it be that than these cheap shots, and. He's the cheap shot artist. I mean, he's a loser. He's a moron. So I guess what you're saying is, yeah, he's got a lot of good things on the resume. So
right.
Focus on those and forget the flaws because we've all got flaws. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. He's gonna irritate somebody. But you're right. Business deals, there will be skeletons in the closet, just guaranteed.
Yeah, and that's certainly going to be an issue against Hillary Clinton. Now, again, if you're picking your favorite nominee, I personally think Marco Rubio would do very well against her, and I don't think there's a lot to pick away at, right? Now, would he be the leader that Donald Trump would be? I don't know. What do you think?
A different leader.
Yeah, he would be a different leader. Same with Cruz.
Yep, and they're both political. I don't know. I think whoever Donald Trump, if he gets in, he really needs to pick someone that will complement what he's doing, what he's known for. This will be, but you're right. When it goes head to head with Hillary, who it probably will be, it's going to make, I don't know. Rubio will make a good leader, and Cruz would also, but it's, I think the nation is so fed up with the political system. They're really looking for something different. And I'm a conservative. I'm a real conservative. But I don't know. This time around, if Trump wasn't running, I would vote for, I'm not sure, either Cruz or Rubio, I guess.
You and a lot of other folks. It'll be interesting. A lot of folks I respect are saying if tomorrow the vote tally is done, and more than half of the delegates go to Trump, there's not much chance for anybody else. If it's splintered, this thing's going to go for a while. But it'll be interesting to watch. Tom, appreciate your thoughts. Insightful stuff. Thanks a bunch. Here's what I'm talking about from Rubio. Is this stuff across the line, or could you care less? Tell me, please.
He doesn't sweat. He doesn't sweat because his pores are clogged from the spray tan that he uses. Donald is not going to make America great. He's going to make America orange. The next thing, now, the other thing he says, he's always calling me Little Marco. And I'll admit, the guy, he's taller than me, he's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". Have you seen his hands? They're like this. And you know what they say about men with small hands?
I mean, come on.
You can't trust them. You can't trust them. You can't trust them.
You know, I don't know.
Pretty soon we're going to start getting, like, yo mama jokes from these guys.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess, you know, Trump started this, to be fair. This is his deal, right? He's ripping everybody. And so I guess this is Rubio going, you know what, I'm going to get in the game here a little bit. Meanwhile, I'm going, this is a train wreck. Where is decency? And by the way, if you want to call me a hypocrite, you'll have some ammo if you go on my Facebook page, because somebody sent me a photo last night of Bernie Sanders. And it was photoshopped a little to put the goatee and the mustache and the glasses of Colonel Sanders, along with the little tie and everything, white jacket, on Bernie. Okay. And top of it says Sanders 2016 and then Bernie Sanders picture, but with some things that make him look like Colonel Sanders. And it says free chicken for everyone. So I guess I've kind of joined the fray, haven't I, Manny? Yeah, it's my fault too. I'm just a big giant hypocrite is what I am. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind, sir? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Excuse me. Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution is where it is stated that only any natural born person can be a citizen. I mean, can be a president of the United States, which means that you would have to get rid of two of those people who are not qualified to be president that shouldn't be president. So you got two guys, I guess you Cruz and Marco, as their names are not citizens of the citizens. They are not natural-born persons.
They're not eligible
to run
for president. If you interpret it the way you're talking about. Now, it hasn't been, so that's up for debate, but it's obviously something Donald Trump has used and has some attorney telling him. Jeff Jamestown on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
You know, it's like they're having a Polish hunting party sitting around in a circle shooting one another. Are they going to get over this or not? This name calling is wasting valuable time. I want to see them go to work on Trump and look through his background. When they get done doing that, they're going to expose some bad stuff. He's going to open all of them up for what they've been doing. And the American public's going to get a real eye-opener of what your government's been doing to you.
This to me is conduct unbecoming a Republican presidential candidate. I don't, and again, I'm not putting it all on Trump. He certainly has perfected it and showed that you can do it and climb in the polls, because that's his game. He can do this. He's got the whole, look at him when he's up there and the way he acts, and it's part of the reality show part. He plays the part well.
He's not going to strike first. He's waiting for them. Then he's going to tear them all up, and we're going to get a real eye-opener.
Just give me some decency. Is that too much to ask, folks? Please. Margie and Mandan, Sally and Grand Forks.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank, from E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4, all day, every day at PetroServe USA.
All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albanese Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water, mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4-for-4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours. Two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours. A Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart, and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You on the Trump and the Rubio thing, that it's probably overdone, and I am tired of it. I was tired of it a long time ago with Donald Trump doing it all by himself and not hearing you come out in this fashion against that. But, you know, the hypocrisy of politics is just there. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Safety talk next hour. I love the fact that once a month we just sort of put the norm, if you will, the day-to-day news cycle aside a little bit, although many of these things are often in the news, and talk about saving lives. And we're going to do that today. We're going to talk about safety in our communities. We're going to talk about how personal responsibility can be the difference between living a fulfilling life or having it cut short and end in tragedy. Listen close. Terry Weaver, the Traffic Safety Coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council. Peter Pomolis will join us, the Home and Community Coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council. And Tom Deutscher, a father and the organizer of a Run for Change event. Former Area Director of the OSHA office in Bismarck. So all that coming up the next hour. Stay tuned for it. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. You've no doubt heard the ads for MyPillow, right? May have already bought one. You've got the benefit of a good night's sleep now with MyPillow, right? Guess what? Time to share. Perfect time to share, too. Because MyPillow makes a wonderful gift for birthdays. We have Mother's and Father's Day not too far off. We have graduation. We have, a gift for Grandma and Grandpa. We have maybe a shower gift for a new mom. Do your kids have one? Insomnia touches all ages. And, again, negatively affects your health. So give the gift of sleep. And listen to this deal. The four-for-one deal is back. The classic four-pack combos, only $99.88. You receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, like $160 in savings. They also have the two-for-one deal on the premium pillows, too. Check it out. Great deals. Four-for-one deal. Not available in stores, only directly through MyPillow by calling 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 9 before the top of the hour. Margie Mandan, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, hi. What I'm calling about is this Trump Rubio thing. You know, one of the sad parts about it, it's silly, it's juvenile, and it degrades the political process. And I wonder what the world leaders are thinking of when they hear this. How can they, in all seriousness, sit down at a negotiating table or work for the United States when all of this silliness is could be in the back of the mind of world leaders? It is going to have repercussions far more than just here within our own borders. This kind of stuff is going to travel the world.
Yeah, and does it travel the world in a negative vein or a positive vein?
A negative vein.
I mean, the one thing I will say about Trump, you know, we've had this idea that somehow we have to kowtow to other nations under the Obama administration. You would approach a negotiation a little differently if Donald Trump was on the other side of the table. I will say that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you are correct in that. But what are people going to really expect from any of them? I'm very, very disappointed in Rubio, more so than I am Trump, because he was above the fray. You know, he was acting like a senator, somebody that had his pulse on what needed to be done.
Right. I don't like it either. Yeah, well, he was
the hands of tanning.
Exactly. And the cheap shot jokes. You know why, though? Probably because he sees it working for Trump, you know, which a politician does. And so maybe we ought to be disappointed in the people that this actually resonates with, that they think, you know what? I'm so dang mad. I'm glad he's out there being a jerk. Be a jerk. Holy buckets. If being a jerk is an attribute to be president of the United States, we are in one sorry place, ladies and gentlemen. Margie, appreciate your thoughts. Thank you. Jackie Bismarck next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I want to say that I agree so much with Max Lucado and what you read online, I mean on the radio, and I'm so glad that you read that. But I really want to have a president I can respect again. And it's really hard because I don't see that we have a really good choice, but we're just going to keep pressing on.
That's all we can do, Jackie. Yeah, I like to be optimistic about our future, and stuff like this makes me just, you know, disgusted. It really does. So that's why I'm acting like I'm in a little funk today. I kind of am. Jackie, appreciate the call. Sally Grand Force, what's your take?
Well, I think that you know we're getting what we asked for with this guy, but when he's running as the strength that he's supposedly running on is he's this great businessman. I think it's perfectly logical that he should have some version of his taxes to put out there. And I think there are reasons to call for for seeing them. I mean, we were all up in arms. We didn't see Obama's school records and his birth certificate.
Good point, Sally. Glad you brought that up. And the earlier caller mentioned that the reaction Hugh Hewitt got being unprovoked. I think it was provoked because the question was about the taxes, and I don't think he likes talking about it. So that's why I punched back to Hewitt. And his answer has changed. Well, they're working. It'll come out there shortly. And the latest one now being there is a audit. So I'm with you. That's an important one.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.